I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida in Hiroshima before the start of G7 discussions. U.S. President Joe Biden says the economic and national security alliance between the two countries is strong.
As you said back in January when you were at the White House, I think the quote is, we face the most, one of the most complex environments in recent history, security environments. And I couldn't agree with you more. But I'm proud that the United States and Japan are facing it together.
And now that U.S. President Joe Biden has canceled a historic visit to Papua New Guinea, where he was to meet with Pacific Island leaders, analysts are discussing the impact this may have on the kind of leverage Washington still has on the Indo-Pacific region. VOA's Jessica Stone.
Obviously, it's a huge disappointment.
Daniel Russell, who served in the Obama White House during its rebalance to Asia approach, says it's a setback that can be overcome. While Biden is not meeting his counterparts from India, Japan, and Australia in Sydney as initially planned, Russell says the group on Sunday will announce an expansion of the Indo-Pacific Maritime Domain Awareness Initiative to the Pacific Islands.
This is a game changer in what it will allow them to do by way of managing and protecting their own phenomenal maritime resources.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who had long planned his own visit to Papua New Guinea and Australia, will continue now as the central figure showing democratic commitment to the Indo-Pacific. Jessica Stone, VOA News.
And regarding the G7, according to a U.S. official who spoke on condition of anonymity, the G7 nations are to unveil a new round of sanctions against Moscow when the summit officially opened Friday. They are also to announce they will redouble their efforts to enforce existing sanctions. This is VOA News. Ahead of a planned counteroffensive by Ukraine, Russia delivered another overnight onslaught of missiles to its neighbor. Flashpoint Ukraine contributor Anna Chernikova tells us more.
Another massive attack on Ukraine over the night. For the moment, we have confirmation that 30 missiles were targeting Ukraine. 29 were destroyed. One missile hit the area in the west part of the country. We know that there are some injured people in the Odessa region. And also there is information about a casualty in Odessa region.
Loud explosions were heard in Kyiv as the Kremlin's forces targeted the capital for the ninth time this month. A Navy investigation triggered by a series of suicides is now recommending big improvements in living and working conditions in shipyards. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reporting.
Probe calls for changes to housing, food, parking, internet, and mental health and personnel programs. The investigation was launched after 7 sailors assigned to the USS George Washington died in a year while the carrier was docked at Virginia's Newport News shipyard. 4 were suicides, and while the probe says the suicides were not linked, they did reveal poor living conditions. The Navy says it's already improved conditions there and plans more moves at other shipyards with similar issues. The Navy's top civilian and officers say collectively the service let its standards slip and, quote, we let our people down. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Deutsche Bank has agreed to pay $75 million to settle a lawsuit claiming that a German lender should have seen evidence of sex trafficking by Jeffrey Epstein when he was a client, according to lawyers for women who say they were abused by the light financier. A woman only identified as Jane Doe sued the bank in federal district court in New York and sought class action status to represent other victims of Epstein. The lawsuit asserted that the bank knowingly benefited from Epstein's sex trafficking and chose profit over following the law to earn millions of dollars from the businessman. Superiors of the Massachusetts Air National Guard member charged with leaking highly classified military documents had raised concerns internally on multiple occasions about his handling or viewing of classified information. The Justice Department lawyers made the disclosure in court papers, urging a magistrate judge to keep Jack Texera behind bars while he awaits trial in the case stemming from the most consequential intelligence leak in years. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.